Are you looking for somewhere entertaining and educational to go on a Saturday? A place where you'll not only have fun, but you'll learn more about the art and heart of our culture? The Institute of Jamaica IOJ downtown Kingston is a great choice.
We have started opening on a Saturday to ensure that more of our public are able to come in and see our exhibits and see what we have to offer.
Executive Director of the Institute of Jamaica, Anne-Marie Bonner. The IOJ started its Saturday openings in May this year. The public can now visit the Institute and its museums on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And the best part? Admission is free on Saturdays. The Institute of Jamaica was established in 1879 by Sir Anthony Musgrave, then Governor of Jamaica. The Institute is comprised of several divisions. These are the Natural History Museum of Jamaica, set up to maintain and display Jamaica's flora and fauna collections. There is also the Jamaica Music Museum and Liberty Hall, legacy of Marcus Garvey. The Junior Centers Programs Coordination Division is responsible for developing the potential of children in visual and performing arts and to broaden their appreciation of Jamaica's culture. Then there is the African Caribbean Institute of Jamaica, Jamaica Memory Bank, set up to document and disseminate information on the impact of the African presence in Jamaica and the wider Caribbean. And the National Museum Jamaica, which aims to establish and maintain museums and galleries for the collection, preservation, and presentation of artifacts and art treasures. Rounding out the divisions of the IOJ is the National Gallery of Jamaica. The IOJ is led by its mandate for the encouragement of literature, science, and art in Jamaica. For your outing this or any other Saturday, be sure to check out the Rastafari exhibit in the National Museum of Jamaica and the poster exhibit, Equal Rights, Reggae and Social Change in the Jamaica Music Museum.
We have had the National Art in School exhibition up and it will continue to be there in the main exhibition hall on Tower Street. And that exhibition is being put on by the Programs Coordination Division, which is the division responsible for our junior centers and also our programs among young people. And then the Natural History Museum at the Discovery Room will have the butterfly exhibition that is now on.
To complement the Saturday openings, the IOJ is introducing new programs and activities for children and adults.
What we are trying to do for the summer is put on a set of programs to interest people. We are open free, which means people have access to the exhibition free of cost.
Among activities for this summer at the IOJ is the good old Jamaican storytelling. Saturday, August 9, Butterfly Day, would be a great time to visit the Institute of Jamaica, particularly for children.
We are going to have a lot of children activities, including coloring, a lot of art related and making butterfly masks and so on. The butterfly will be the theme for that. And the film that we will be having would be on Dancehall Queen. Okay. And we're going to have discussions and demonstrations on different dance forms as well.
In the first instance, the Saturday openings will run until October. Based on the support received over the six-month period, the Institute will take a decision on continuing the initiative.
I'd love to encourage people to come out and to come and see what we have to offer and also to get on our mailing list so they will know what we have from time to time.
Executive Director of the Institute of Jamaica, Anne-Marie Bonner. So, this Saturday, be sure to check out what the Institute of Jamaica has to offer. And don't be selfish, share the good news of free Saturday openings with your family and friends.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.